to protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commissioning the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On Ours to Protect today, we look at wind farms and how local communities can benefit from them. There are just over 300 wind farms in the Republic of Ireland, and in 2019, a third of our electricity was produced by wind farms, which avoided 3.9 million tonnes of CO2 emissions. Yvonne O'Brien from Wind Energy Ireland says wind farm developers want to engage with local communities to find out their concerns.
Most of us in Ireland agree that we're living with climate change, and in fact living in a climate emergency. As we all know, damaging and dangerous storms, forest fires, floods and unprecedented high temperatures are happening often, and we don't want them to become our norm. Then Irish energy security, I would say, isn't in our own hands. The leader of an oil or gas producing nation has the power to send the Irish economy into crisis and drive up the cost of living for Irish people with the stroke of a pen. Wind farms take the sting out of rising energy prices by kicking more expensive fossil fuels off our grid. So the more wind and solar we can get on our electricity system, the further down we can drive wholesale prices of electricity and cut carbon emissions. Building renewables, wind and solar, is the best tool we have to drive down the price of electricity. Wind farm developers want to discuss their plans. They want to hear people's concerns, and they want to be able to answer questions. They want communities to benefit from the transition away from fossil fuels and into renewables. And so engaging with people is really important. Building understanding through engagement is important in getting wind farms built for our energy security, to drive down electricity prices, and to play our part in keeping our climate from becoming unlivable. So yes, community engagement is really important to us.
She says she believes it's important for people to ask questions if a development is planned for their area and to get involved in the process.
Developers are happy to engage, I suppose, in any way that people are happy to engage. Talking to each other is how we learn and develop. So every wind farm has a website. It will have a lot of information on it that people might be looking for in relation to a particular project. The Wind Energy Ireland website is also available to people and has a lot of general information about wind energy. Every wind farm has a community liaison officer. The number and contact details for that community liaison officer will be on the project's website. That person's job is to be contacted by people with an interest in that project, with an interest from that community or further afield. So they want to be contacted and they want to answer questions. Quite often, people will find that those community liaison officers will be in their communities. They'll call door to door at times, inviting people to talk to them about the wind farm and wind energy. They'll often be dropping information, giving updates, bringing people newsletters. They can also offer you the opportunity to put yourself on the mailing list for a project and get updates by emails or get invitations to any events that are coming up. Wind farm projects hold consultations and information events, usually in the community near the wind farm that's proposed. And those events can be in person or can be the likes of webinars or other things online. The community liaison officer and project team will be happy to point people to reputable reading material, to websites, so that people can inform themselves and come to their own conclusions about wind energy. And they'll engage, as we're doing today, on local radio or in local newspapers, so that people in the wider community can build familiarity with wind energy. So yeah, it's lots of different ways, and whatever way people are happy to engage people in the wind industry are happy to consider doing that.
Bordnemona Renewable Energy has a community benefit fund, as it believes it should enrich the quality of the life for people who live and work around its sites. Karina Dennigan says the grants can be spent on a number of measures to improve lives in rural areas. She's inviting people who live beside their wind farms to get in touch with them.
Communities around the wind farms can maximise the value from the community funds through various supports and strategies. We would strongly encourage communities to network with other communities that have existing funds in operation and share best practices from their experience of similar funds. Additionally, we would also recommend and encourage communities to seek professional advice for their project in their area. One such example is through their local planning offices for projects that may involve construction or development work, to ensure that by the time the funds open, that projects are shovel ready and have the necessary planning permissions in place, etc., if required. Also, ongoing engagement with other organisations in the local community is invaluable, such as the local authority, the local development companies, the leader programmes, charities, your local public participation network, sustainable energy communities, tidy town groups and other community organisations who can provide guidance, advice and assistance in relation to the wider development of the community. These various organisations can also advise on other funding streams that may also be available to ensure that communities can maximise the full potential of the proposed projects in the region and source other forms of support to maximise the development. So, for example, Offaly Local Development Company have done fantastic work with the community in Clonbillogue, and they recently published their 10-year community action plan, which was supported by Bordnemona's Cloncreen Wind Farm. Similarly, we are working with Offaly Local Development and the communities adjacent to our Durnlock Wind Farm, which is currently under construction, in developing their community action plans in advance of that particular community benefit fund opening in 2025.
For more information about wind farms and the Community Engagement Fund, see ours to protect.ie or there's a fact sheet on Midlands 103.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.